Are you willing to surrender? Have you ever discovered the power of giving up? It sounds almost sacrilegious to say this out loud. I was raised by a tough special forces dad who taught me to never give up. But the Apostle Paul seemed to grasp this reality when he said, "I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Galatians 2:20. The coronavirus brought me to my moment of surrender just recently. We have almost 100 staff members in Las Vegas and teams around the world. The ministry was expanding, but then all of a sudden, our doors were locked. Even our schools and preschools were closed. But the needs in our city kept expanding. Help us, Jesus. Have you been caught off guard by the pandemic? Do you have enough savings, enough food? Did you lose your job? Were you locked down in your home? It seemed like someone punched me in the face and I didn't know what to do. It's so weird to admit it. I usually know what to do, but this time was different. No matter what I tried, I faced frustrations, and pressure, and bad attitudes and stress. It all started to change when I completely, unequivocally surrendered to God and my team. I asked for help from our whole team. I talked to friends and talked to a counselor. I started going to the mountain to seek God for hours every day. You see, if you feel this way, please allow me to pray for you. Lord Jesus, we totally surrender to you today. We don't have all the answers, but you do. We don't have resources, but you do. Please help. Help them grow through these moments of complete surrender. In your name, amen. You see, you can trust God in your new heart of surrender, because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.